afternoon and welcome to High School Softball. Today, the Richland Center Hornets are playing host to Platteville in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Hear the action coming your way following the Matesnik Power Sports pregame show. We'll talk to head coach Jacob Sirian, featuring that today on our pregame show from WRCO Radio Sports.
Whether you're chasing walleye or cruising and tubing with the family, Matesnik Power Sports has the boat for you to experience life on the water. You'll find a great selection of boats from Tracker, Ranger, Nitro, Tahoe, Sun Tracker, and Regency, with retail savings up to $16,000 on select models. Create memories for years to come. Visit Matesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or Matesnik.com.
The Richland Center softball team is coached by Jacob Sirian. I ask him about how it's gone and what's impressed him so far about the team.
I think their intensity right off the bat. They came into this year with a new focus. We had a lot of returning players, and just their leadership from the get-go has been excellent.
Who do you look at as your leaders on the team, Coach?
A lot of the seniors. Something big this year was the kids right off the bat, you know, coming in, breaking the fields when we're done, and us as coaches not even having to ask them. I mean, they just... So to me, a lot of the seniors, Alyssa Stouffer, Zeta, Ludwig, Simone Sirian, a lot of voices and just them wanting to set the tone. About a month left, and they are all packed right in there and trying to get through them, you know, and it limits our ability to kind of work on things afterwards, but they're a good group, and they're trying to apply themselves and what we can take away from each game and come back to the next one with more focus and energy and ready to go.
RC softball coach Jacob Sirian on the pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School softball diamond, we're underway. Michaela Schnaring of Platteville has just laced a double, and here we go. It is the top of the first. Platteville coming in with a 3-2 record. Hornets looking for their first win of the league. Pitch to the runner going. Throw to third. Oh, that's close, and they got her at third on a pickoff move. Simone Sirian, the catcher for Richland Center, throwing down to Kaylee Mee, and the runner is picked off. There will be a little bit of a discussion about that. From the coaches, they'll bring the umpires together and talk about it. But right now, for the most part, it looks like the runner is called out. Alyssa Blevins will be the batter. She is starting at shortstop tonight for Platteville. Delaney Johnson will follow at third base. The battery for Richland Center today, Rainey Walsh, is the pitcher. Simone Sirian behind the plate. Chloe Darling at first. Savannah Rossell at second. Carly Meaden, the shortstop. And Kaylee Mee at first. Alyssa Stouffer in left. Zeta Ludwig in center, and Riley Schultz is the right fielder. Here's the pitch. That one rises high. One ball and no strikes. So big out for the Hornets. That will stay. The call will stand at third base. Nice throw from Sirian in front of the runner who was trying to steal. Here's a pop-up. First base side giving chase at first. Nice play, and Chloe Darling pulls it in right in front of the Platteville dugout. So there are two up and two down now, and that will bring up Delaney Johnson, who starts at third base today. Jackson Berengen, the catcher, will follow here for Platteville. These teams meeting for the second time this season. Here's the pitch, and it's the ball. One ball and no strikes. Platteville winning at Platteville a week or so ago. That score was 14-5. Here's the pitch. That one just below the knees. Richland Center certainly has been an improving ball club. Friday night, lost a very close 9-7 game in lacrosse. Here's the pitch, bounced towards shortstop and bobbled a bit. The throw not in time, and there will be a runner on for Platteville. So the Hillman with a runner on at first, two away, and Jackson Berengen will be the batter. Hornet infield adjusts accordingly with a possible force at second. and Walsh ready to work. Rainey with a pitch, swing and a foul back, strike one. A lot of these Hornet names are names that we called last year. They are players that have been around the program now, so getting a little bit more seasoned and experienced. Coming in with a record of 2-6 overall on the year. Flatville 5-6. 0-1 pitch popped up. Should be playable. The catcher, Sirian, over, makes a nice catch. And that'll do it for Platteville in the opening inning. No runs in a hit. There was one error, one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the first. Platteville nothing. Richland Center coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Alyssa Stouffer leads it off for the Hornets in the bottom of the first. She'll be playing in left field today, and here's the first pitch from Platteville pitcher Kennedy Shea. It's a ball. One ball and no strikes. Stouffer, then Kaylee Nee and Chloe Darling here in the game at the Richland Center softball diamond. The pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. Some noticeable improvements this year, including a really nice scoreboard out in the outfield. Sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Royal Bank, and Y-Connect Wireless. Here's the pitch. Inside, it hit her, and the Hornets have a base runner. Stouffer, hit by a pitch, takes her place, and the batter will be Kaylee Nee. Each of the Hornet softball players today have walk-up songs. Pretty cool stuff. More teams have gone to that. Here comes Shea with the pitch. Runner leaning and not going. It's a ball high. One ball and no strikes. I always commend the players that pick out songs that I know. The classics. Runner back at first base. Shea with a pitch, and it's a bunt attempt. She brought it back. Ball two. Two and nothing. Bailey checks the sign, and now will stand in. She was on the end of that throw by Sirian, it got the runner picked off at third in the opening inning. Big play. Here's the pitch outside, ball three. 3-0 to the hitter. We saw Platteville here a year ago, and Kennedy Shea was the pitcher. I know Platteville has a couple of pitchers that they use from time to time. Kennedy gets the start tonight. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. And the count goes to 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Hornet runner Alyssa Stouffer holding on over at first base. Here comes the 3-1 offering from Shea. Ripped in the air, right field line, hooking foul, and out of play. Strike two. 3-2. Does look a little bit on the rainy side off to the west, and the last forecast I read didn't say anything till like late tonight. I think there's a chance for some early evening now. So I had to run and find a few things to cover up my stuff, if indeed it does. Here's the pitch, ripped to left field and backhanded. Nice play, and the throw. Blevins didn't get her. Throw back to second, not in time. So two aboard for the Hornets and nobody out in the opening inning. And Chloe Darling will be the batter. Darling, the left-handed batter, playing first base tonight. Made a nice play on a foul ball in the top part of this inning. So the Hornets with something brewing here early on. trying to put something on the scoreboard. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Way out of here. Left field side. Down the line. Strike one. Nothing in one. Charlie Meaden at shortstop follows. The cleanup hitter. Jay and Jackson Thurngen. The battery for the Hillman. Here's the pitch. Ripped down the line. Foul. Just missed. And Delaney Johnson at third base for Platteville just missed that one, too. Almost snagged it as it whizzed by the third base bag. Two strikes on the batter. Runner is at first and second. Stay back to toe the rubber. The 0-2 pitch down low and back to the screen, and both runners are going to advance. So the Hornets have something brewing here in the inning. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Chloe Darling stepping back in. Jay toes the rubber and the pitch. That one is high. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Runners back to their respective bags. Second and third. Jay checking in and the pitch fouled out of here. Chloe Darling getting her batting practice, trying to get around and meet one squarely to put it in between the lines here today. A little bit of a breeze blowing out. Not too much to affect the ball in play at this point. Jay back for the 2-2 offering, and here's the pitch. Fouled off again. Chloe Darling with a good battle going here with the pitcher. He'll step out and step back again. The Hornets. Couple of runners out there to try and get something across here in the opening inning. Prime time opportunity. I think they ran out of softballs. It's Chloe Darling's fault. All right. Replenish the umpire and we're good to go again. Kennedy Shea in the pitcher's circle with ammunition now. Runners at second and third. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Chloe. Ripped down the line. That one's looking foul. And over the fence, left field side. It'll be Gravant, Maggie Gravant, the left fielder, went all the way as far as she could go. Runs out of territory. Chloe Darling calls time. The 2-2 offering from Kennedy Shea again. Shea looking in for the glove. And here's the pitch. Down low. Count is full. Three balls and two strikes on Richland Center's Chloe Darling. Good crowd on hand. Concessions open. They're liking to see a lot of people here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there's one away. Jay got her on a rising pitch that time. And the batter, Carly Meaden, the shortstop. Riley Schultz will follow in right field, and Zeta Ludwig, the center fielder. Maddie McGlynn, the designated player, hitting seventh. The catcher, Simone Therrien, is hitting eighth. And Rainey Walsh, the pitcher, bats number nine. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch to Carly. It's high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. American flag out in right field. Kind of rustling just a little bit toward right center right now. Ready to go. The pitcher. Now Carly stands in. Here's the pitch. Bounced. At the plate, it spins foul outside the third baseline. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Great stuff going your way. We have some awesome games coming up Thursday and Friday. At this point, Thursday's forecast doesn't sound like $1 million for high school sports either. Might sound all right for Gardens Field. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, right field, down the line, and deep. That ball is going to go to the corner, and the Hornets will score two. Going to second, now going to third is Meaden. Throw is cut off. That's a triple, and the Hornets lead 2-0. Big hit, prime time hit, Carly Meaden, and the Hornets on the board here today. Alyssa Stouffer and Kaylee Nee score in front of her. So a triple. Two RBIs, and the batter, Riley Schultz. Again, only one away, and the Hornets have a base runner at third. Shea back to work. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside part of the plate. Nothing and one to the batter. Beaton back to third base. Flatville adjusting the outfield a little bit, playing Riley Schultz to pull. Here's the pitch. That one is high. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Back it goes to the pitcher. Schultz into the motion. There is the pitch. Popped up behind us and out of play. Strike two. So it goes to one ball and two strikes to the hitter. All the Hornet hitters have been behind to the pitcher before getting on base. Maybe Alyssa Stoper. I think it was 1-1 when she got a hit, but everybody else with a two-strike offering. This one is outside for a ball. And it is two and two. Runner back to third base for the Hornets. Garley Meaden. Riley Schultz back in. Jay ready. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Or did she get a piece of it? Nope. That is out number two. And the batter will be Zeta Ludwig. So it was a clean strikeout. Hornets were looking to see whether or not it was held on to by the catcher, but it was, and didn't matter. Coming up now will be the batter, Zeta Ludwig, the center fielder. Here's the pitch, foul straight back. Nothing and one by Zeta. I want it to have been a hard luck team for me to get on the radio this year. Boy, I think I've been their worst enemy trying to schedule games on the radio because every year we have those teams, but this is about our fourth attempt. Here's the pitch. That one is outside, one ball and one strike. It's a good rainmaker every time we scored the Hornet softball team on the air. Beaton back to third. Two runs across. Hornets trying for another. Here's the pitch. Bounced slowly to shortstop. Picked up by Blevins. The throw to first, and they got her. That'll do it. Hornets, though, score a pair in the inning. They scored two runs with the aid of two base hits. No errors in one. Left aboard. 2-0 Richland Center over Platteville after one here at RCHS on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Gabby Key leads off with a single here. First ball hitting in the top of the second inning, and Platteville has a runner on. It's second hit of the day. That'll bring up the pitcher, Kennedy Shea. She'll be followed by Emma Graney. Here's the pitch. That one is a ball on the check swing. One ball, no strikes. Platteville with a couple of hits now, matching Richland Center's. Wanted to lead on in the column that matters, though, 2-0 early in this one. Rainey Walsh set to go. Here's the pitch. Bounced towards shortstop. And in there, Carly Meaden will step over. She was playing closer to the second base bag, and that means Shea got it by her with a hit. So runners at first and second, and the batter will be Emma Graney. And Platteville will bring out a runner, courtesy runner for the pitcher. Maria Schmidt, number 30, now in to run at first base. So right out of the gate, Platteville has the tying runs aboard and nobody out in the second inning. JV action scheduled for after this one, so it'll be a late night of softball. And they do have the lights here at the field, again, among the improvements they have made here through the years. Nice fence all the way around. This field really has taken shape. The dugout's improved in the last few years as well. Here's Emma Graney, and the pitch from Walsh bunted out in front of the plate. Graney picks it up, throws to first, and got her on a close play. Bang, bang effort. It does advance the runners to second and third. Nice play by the pitcher, Rainey Walsh. Rainey really came on last year for the Hornets softball team, feeling more comfortable out there, but good defensive pitcher as well. One away for Claire Hoosier. Claire playing right field today. Here's the pitch. She watches high. One ball and no strikes. Claire's dad, Mike, longtime boys basketball coach and good friend of WRCO. We've enjoyed working with him through the years. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Not always have we enjoyed the outcomes when we've played Platteville, River Valley or Richland Center. He's had some good teams. Certainly two balls and no strikes now. Runners at second and third. There's the pitch, and it is low. Claire Hoosier watching all the way. Maggie Graban is on deck here for the Platteville Hillman. And there's the pitch. That one high, got away, and back to the screen. Runners are going to lean but not go. Nice recovery by Simone Sirian. That is ball four, by the way, but the runners can advance at their own risk and thought about it but went back. First walk given up by Rainey Walsh, and Maggie Graban will be the batter. The left fielder for Platteville. So one away, bases loaded. A force at any base now for the Hornet girls. And here's the pitch down low. Simone with a nice block there. One ball and no strikes. Murray Duchesne off to a good start in the conference, and they've been in the rankings this year from the Southwest Conference. 1-0 pitch. That one is called a strike. 1-1. Certainly you can never count out Gene Van Dyke's Dodgeville Dodgers or Jane Breel's River Valley Blackhawks, too. They always seem to figure in the mix. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. 2-1 the count. Runners back at second and third. Hornets leading 2-0, trying to hang on to this lead. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. Three balls and one strike to Maggie Graban. He at third, Shea at second. Walsh back to work. Rainey's pitch down low, and she walked her. So there are three aboard and one coming across. Scoring from third is Gabby Key. Kennedy Shea goes to third. Claire Hoosier to second. Maggie Graban gets an RBI on the play, and the batter will be the top of the order. Here's the pitch, and that is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Michaela Schnering, who led off the game with a double, and the Hornets were able to get her out at third base. Here's the pitch. That one high. Sirian makes a nice play. Had to go up the stepladder to get that one. Two balls and no strikes. Hornets trying to get it out of any base. Again, a one out top of the second. That one is low, and then they're going to try to score as a wild pitch curves, and the runner will score. We are tied. Kennedy Shea comes across. Claire Hoosier goes to third. Maggie Graban right behind her at second base. Time is called here, and the Hornets will discuss. There is a conference in the circle. Join us for the postgame show tonight, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We'll also announce the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. During that time, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Time is called. Now the time is in, and runners at the bag, second and third. The pitch is high. That's ball four. So moving on toward first base, on for the second time is Michaela Schnering. And the batter will be Alyssa Blevins. Blevins up for the second time. She popped out her first time. Base is jammed. Here's the pitch. Swinging strike. Nothing and one. The breeze blowing in. The wind has kind of changed directions a little bit. Blowing in from right field. Nothing and one. The pitch. Strike two call. Nice pitch from Rainey. They'll get it back and head out to the circle once again. Goes the rubber, and here's the pitch down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Here's the next pitch. Ripped in the air and caught by the pitcher, and looking everybody back. Rainey Walsh, good reaction. That one blooped toward second base, and Rainey Walsh ranging back, hauls it in for out number two. That will bring up Delaney Johnson. Delaney reached on an error back in the first inning. Rainey Walsh set to work. The pitch down the line. Foul ball. She slugs it to the corner. Pulled it foul. Nothing and one. Two runs across. 2-2 ball game here at Richland Center High School. It's hard to believe a month of school remains. Seems like we were just setting the stage and talking about all the new things for the year. Here's a chopper headed up the middle. That's in there for a base hit, and Platteville will lead. Hoosier scores. They're waving Grabant, and she is in, and Platteville leads 4-2. Big hit by Delaney Johnson. Two RBI hit, and the ninth batter of the inning, Jackson Berenson, comes in. He will hit for the second time. Reached on an error last time. Here's the pitch down low. Runners leaning but not going. Runners at first and at second. Gabby Key, who started the inning, would be the on-deck hitter. Here's the pitch. That one is high. A ball and a strike now to Berenson. Jackson stepping back in. Left-handed batter against the Hornets. Here's the pitch. Low. 2-1. Runners leaning but not going. Platteville Baseball taking on Richland Center tonight as well at the Richland Center Baseball Field. We saw those two teams hook up last week. We were at Platteville for that game. Here was the pitch inside and hitter, and Platteville will have the bases loaded again. Schnaring goes to third, Johnson to second, Berenson at first, and we're going to have a courtesy runner for the catcher, I believe. Berenson will leave. And number six, Blake Knight, is now in to do the running. So a notation on the score sheet. Platteville will make the move. Blake Knight at first. Delaney Johnson at second. Michaela Schnaring at third base. And the new batter is up, Gabby Key. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. She started this inning with a single. 4-2 Platteville. It got a few more out there. The Hornets are trying for that elusive third out. Walls with a pitch ripped toward third. Knee, nice play, Kaylee Knee. That's a reactionary play. Hauls it in for the out. And that is out number three. That'll do it. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Platteville leading 4-2 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
And McGlynn leads off and takes a look at a strike from Kennedy Shea. McGlynn and Simone Sarian and Rainey Walsh is a swinging strike, nothing in two. 4-2 Platteville, bottom of two here in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Kennedy Shea set to work. There's the pitch, down low. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Platteville outfield straight away in all fields today. 1-2 offering from Shea. Here's the pitch. Check swing at a ball high. Two balls and two strikes. So Maddie McGlynn, the DP tonight for Richland Center. Here's the pitch to Maddie, and it is outside. Ball three now. Full count offering. McGlynn set, and the pitch is down low, and she'll take a free ride. First walk given up by Kennedy Shea, and Simone Sarian will be the batter for the Hornet girls. She will check the sign and move in from the right-hand side. Sarian, a good hitter for the Hornets, trying to bring somebody around. Here's the pitch. That one is swung on and missed, nothing in one. Mentioned Rainey Walsh due next for the Hornets. Could be a wild one here again tonight, the way it's starting with the runs that are scored and base runners. That's a strike call. Nothing in two. Time called. Therian back and ready to roll. Runner back at first base. That's McGlynn. The 0-2 pitch swung on. And did she hold it? Did they appeal it? Out to the base umpire. He says no. She held her swing. So call it a ball. One ball and two strikes. Simone stopped about halfway. Did not, as they say, break her wrist. 1-2 offering the pitch. This one lifted in the air behind second base. Second base person back and makes a nice play. Michaela Schneering hauls it in shallow right field for Platteville. And there is one away for Rainey Walsh. Rainey up for the first time today, and then the top of the order. Due next, Alyssa Stoper will be in the hitter's circle for the Hornets. Runner at first, one away. Bottom of two, here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. So a couple of swings for Rainey, and she is back and ready. Kennedy Shea ready to roll, throws low, and that is ball one. One ball and one strike to the hitter. McGlynn back to first base. Here's the pitch. That one swung out and missed. Count is 2-1, it looks like, on Rainey Walsh. Hornets trying to bring the runner to the scoring position. McGlynn holding out at first. The pitch, swing and a miss. Rainey Walsh trying to pick one out. And this is strike three. So there are two away now. Back to the top of the order. That is strikeout number three for Kennedy Shea, and that brings up Alyssa Stoffer. Stoffer, earlier hit by a pitch, scored a run. Takes a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Two away in the Hornet half of inning number two. Kennedy Shea ready, reels and deals. This one fouled over the backstop and out of play. So that'll go as strike one. One ball and one strike. Crowd continuing to file in. Again, a second game tonight. So some of the parents arriving for the JV game as well. 1-1 offering, swing and a miss by Stoffer. The count, one ball and two strikes. Hornets with good numbers. 1-2 offering to Stoffer from Kennedy Shea. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Caught her looking, and that will do it. Here in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and the Hornets strand one. We go to the third. Platteville leads it 4-2 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Make your home better this year and bring the best of the outdoors inside with Larson. Buy now and save up to $100 on Larson storm doors at All American Do It Center. Larson products are quality built with energy efficiency in mind. Stop by today for a great deal from Larson and find out how you can save up to $100 at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Kennedy Shea leading off the third. She'll be followed by Emma Graney and Claire Hoosier for Platteville here in the top of three. 4-2, Platteville in the lead. Shea bounces to third down the line, and that'll roll to the corner, picked up by Stoffer. She'll bring it in, and it's a hit for Platteville here to lead off the third. Courtesy runner coming out. Maria Schmidt will run. And the batter will be Emma Graney. Emma grounded out. Back in the second inning, checks the sign and will stand in. Platteville has so far been fairly aggressive on the base paths. Picked off once. Here's the pitch. Bunted in front of the plate. Walsh goes over. Picks and won't get her at first. Now the runner moving to third, all the way to third. And again, Platteville aggressive on the base paths. They take a runner from first all the way to third on a bunt. Shea is at third. Graney at first. And the batter, Claire Hoosier. Claire walked and scored back in the second inning. Top of the third. Platteville certainly has traveled well. Lots of fans seated around me here today. Here's the pitch. Batter offered. It's a foul ball. Nothing and one on a bunt attempt by Hoosier. They'll take it back to Walsh. Shea at third. Graney at first. Walsh chose the rubber. Here's the pitch. Down low. It gets by. Platteville's going to try to score from third, and they will. Shea scores standing up to make it 5-2. On the play, Graney goes to second base. A ball and a strike on the batter. It goes back to Walsh, and they'll work it again. Hoosier standing in. Here's the pitch. Shield. And it goes foul, third base side, for strike two. One ball and two strikes. They've done a lot of work on this field, and I do believe it takes water better than it used to. And just a lot of improvements here. Of course, the Hornets have been homeless sometimes through the years of softball. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. 2-2. For many years played at Crosskip Park. In fact, last year we did a broadcast from Crosskip Park. First game of the year. This diamond was not quite ready, so we played on the east diamond. This one inside and hit the batter. That'll move Hoosier to first base. Time is called. Hornets will have an infield conference, and we'll break away for a moment. We're in the third. It is 5-2 Platteville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Conference is over. Platteville ready to hit. Maggie Grabant is the batter. Takes a look at a strike. Nothing in one. Emma Graney at second. Claire Hoosier at first for Platteville. We're in the third. And they've scored a run in the inning. 5-2 they lead. Richland Center. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And last year we were at Crosskip Park for a game. Richland Center played Dodgeville in softball. And it was cold. Oh, my goodness. I was bundled up for one of those early year games, probably in the upper 30s by the time the game finished. This one is a ball, one ball and two strikes. We have been at Crosskip Park. We played at North Park in some years. It's been a while since the Hornets softball team has played there. Pitch is down low for a ball, 2-2. Even at the Richland Middle School diamond, we've played there, but that's been many, many years. That used to be one of the, it was like the third choice. Here's the pitch, swing, and a foul tip held on to by Syrian. Nice play, and there's one away. Strikeout for Rainey Walsh. That's her first K of the day. We go back to the top of the Platteville order. Number five, Michaela Schnering, up for the third time, has doubled and walked. Here's the pitch, strike called. Nothing in one. Rainey at second. Hoosier at first for Platteville. One away in the third. Here's the pitch down low. Good block by Simone. One ball and one strike. Hornet outfield straight away in all fields. Alyssa Stoffer in left. Zeta Ludwig in center. Riley Schultz in right field. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Ball two. Two and one to Schnering. Ball set to work. There is the pitch. Ripped in the air. Foul ball out of play. Right field side. And strike two. Two balls, two strikes to the hitter. Platteville plays its home games at Legion Field. We were there last week with the Richland Center baseball team. And Platteville softball team is playing as well. Swinging strike by Schnering. And there are two outs. So Rainey Walsh has settled in to strike out two in a row. That's a big out. And Alyssa Levins will be the batter. Alyssa 0 for 2 on the day. Ball set to work. There is the pitch. And it's high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Runners back to 1-2. 1-0 pitch is taken high. Two balls and no strikes. Levins, the sixth hitter of the inning for Platteville. Walsh with the deal. That one fought off towards second base. Played there by Savannah Russell. Throws over to Chloe Darling for the out. And that will do it in the inning for Platteville. They do score a run with the aid of a hit. There was an error and two left on. We go to the last of the third. Platteville leads it 5-2 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thousands have lived without love, not one without water. W.H. Auden's quote is at the heart of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions' commitment to serve the area with timely professional water system service. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is a full-service water system installation company with over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, call 608-649-4488.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Kaylee Nee leads off and takes a look at a strike. Nee followed by Chloe Darling and Carly Meaden. 5-2 Platteville, last of the third in area softball tonight. Here's the pitch. Kaylee lifts it to left and deep. That ball is, is it caught? No. Nice play by the left fielder. Couldn't catch it, though. And it's a double for Kaylee Nee. She's 2-for-2 tonight. Got a good average going this spring. And you can tell she's distantly related to me by the way she hits. She hits a lot better than I ever did. One on, nobody out. Chloe Darling and Carly Meaden to follow. One with something brewing here with a leadoff batter on in the third. Kennedy Shea set to work. Darling with the bat cocked. And she'll lift one to center and deep. The center fielder's back, and overhead. It rolls to the fence. Kaylee Nee is being waved. That's a double by Chloe Darling, and it's 5-3. Hornets coming back there. That was a blast by Darling. Back-to-back doubles now. And Carly Meaden will be the batter. Hornets get a run back and within two, tying run at the plate here in the third. Meaden tripled to knock in two runs last time. And she is set to go. Shea ready to deal. The pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Shea has struck out four today, has not walked a batter. Hornets have been able to get around and get a few hits here early on. One ball, no strike pitch. That one outside. Ball two. 2-0 to Carly Meaden. He's ready to roll again. Cox the bat and Shea ready to pitch. That one is going to be called a strike on the inside corner. So the count goes to 2-1. Darling back to second base. Meaden with the bat in hand. Here's the 2-1 offering. Fouled, and that one is out of play. Back up onto the hill. 2-2. Riley Schultz due next for the Hornets here in the game. Carly Meaden, a left-handed batter, ready to roll. Here comes the 2-2 offering. That one is high. Full count now on Carly Meaden. That had a successful high school year. A junior for the Hornets. Full count offering now from Shea. And the pitch ripped in the air, left field. Left fielder coming over and can't get it. The runners are going to hold now at first and second. Chloe Darling had to wait to see whether it was going to be caught or not. And it was not hauled in. So Meaden at first, Darling at second. That brings up Riley Schultz. The inning continues for the Hornets. Riley looking for her first hit today. So the tying runs on board here for the Hornets. Schultz, the batter. Still nobody out in the third. Kennedy Shea ready to wheel and deal. That one is taken high. One ball and no strikes. Bit of a cooler breeze blowing across now. I didn't bring my tent today because I read the WRCO forecast today and didn't think there was any need. Here's the pitch down low. It gets by. The runners are going to move on to second and third. So Darling to third, Meaden to second on a pass ball. And now the Hornets in business, 2-0 on Schultz. And a fly ball would potentially score a run here. Jay, you're ready to work the deal. Bouncing ball towards short. Blevins going to throw to first. Run will score. Throw back to third. Not in time. Close play, and Riley Schultz knocks in a run with a ground out. So a run will score. That makes it a one-run game. 5-4. On the play, Carly Meaden goes to third base. Zeta Ludwig will be the batter. One-run ball game. Bottom of three here. I said it was going to be a wild one today. Jay with the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Maddie McGlynn due next for the Hornet girls. Meaden at third, representing the tying run. Nothing in one from Shea. The pitch ripped in the air, right field, down the line. Who's got it? Coming over from second, making the grab there is Schnearing. Hornets tag going to try to score. Now they're caught in between. The catcher, Behringen, is not going to throw it. She's going to hold it up. Behringen made a wise decision not to try to throw back to third base. Kind of stumbled a bit and held it up. So the Hornets will have two away and the batter up, Maddie McGlynn. Nice play by Michaela Schnearing, ranging down the right field line. Not the easiest catch to make for the second base person. Now McGlynn, who walked last time. Runner at third. Again, the tying run aboard. The pitch ripped down the line. Hooking. Wow. Oh, that just missed. Nothing in one. Maddie McGlynn only missed it by inches on the left field line of hitting that one into the corner and scoring that run. So nothing in one to the number seven hitter in the Hornet order. 5-4, Platteville in the third. Schnee with the pitch, and it's going to be down low for a ball. 1-1, time is called. One of the Platteville infielders working on a shoe. And we're ready to roll again. 1-1, the count. 2 away in the third. Here comes the pitch. That's high. 2-1 to the batter. Guessing a lot of graduation parties. I know they're planned, but I'll be getting some of the last details in for the seniors. 2-1 offering. That one is high. 3-1 to the batter. Some of the last things going on. I know there is a concert tonight. I believe that's a middle school concert here at the home base. The pitch, 3-1, is going to be flared toward first, and it goes foul outside the first base bag. Carly Meaden getting the sprints in, going from third to home. Back and forth. Ball goes back to Shea, and Kennedy back to work. Full count offering now, Maddie McGlynn. Trying to bring home Carly Meaden. Full count pitch. Just outside, and they'll call it ball four. So two aboard for the Hornets in the third with two away, and Simone Sirian will be the batter. First walk given up by Kennedy Shea. Simone had to get the catching gear off, and now heads to the plate. Time is called. So now the Hornets, see, they're bringing out a pinch batter, perhaps. Looks like they might be runners at the corners here for Richland Center. And two away in the third, trailing 5-4. So a pinch batter coming out for the Hornets. I believe it'll be Abigail Williams. Abigail Williams stepping in this key situation. Let's come off the bench and face the pitcher for the first time. And she rips it to center and deep. The center fielder is back. She's got it. Oh, nice job. And it was a good pinch-hitting roll for Williams. Almost got one over in center field, but it will go as out number three. That'll retire the Hornets. They do score two times on three base hits. There were no errors and two left aboard. We go to inning number four here at Richland Center High School. Platteville leads it 5-4 over the Hornets in area softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Richland Center.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. It's the top of the fourth, and batting for Platteville will be Delaney Johnson. She'll be followed by Jackson Berengen and Gabby Key. 3, 4, and 5 batters against Rainey Walsh and the Hornets. Here's the pitch. That's the ball. One ball and no strikes. Our AccuWeather engineer, Mr. Tim Feed, saying rain in about an hour. Here's the pitch. Ripped towards short. Caught there by Carly Meaden for the first out. Line drive, and a one up and one down. That'll bring up Berengen up for the third time today. She has popped up and also reached base after getting hit by a pitch. Steps up, and the pitch. That is a ball outside. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Outfield freshly mowed here at Richland Center. Looks good out there. Nice. Smooth. The pitch is upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. I don't believe there's a dandelion out there. See some over the fence on the other side, though. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch is down low for a ball. 3-0. Back in the youth baseball days, sometimes somebody would be out in the outfield picking flowers, especially the younger grades. Not too many balls hit out to them, so got to multitask. Here's the pitch. There's a strike on the batter. Rainey Walsh finding the range. 3-1 to the batter. Walsh with the next pitch. That one ripped in the air to center. Drifting over is Ludwig, and she's got it for the second out. Two away now for Gabby Key. Gabby has grounded out, and she has singled and scored tonight. Platteville in the lead, 5-4. Rainey Walsh has retired 4 in a row. Out. Walsh wheels and deals. That one popped up behind us and out of play. Strike one. Again, 1 to the batter. It is a quick season, that's for sure. Everything compacted, and with bad weather, it seems like compacted into about 3 weeks sometimes. Time is back in. Sirian back behind the plate. Here's the 0-1. Popped foul outside of third and out of play. Nothing in two. Mr. Ted Mitka almost had a souvenir over there on the head. But it missed him. Good job. So nothing in two to the batter. Here's the pitch from Walsh. Ripped in the air, left field, hooking, foul. He trying to straighten it out. After tonight, Richland Center has a game at Lancaster scheduled Thursday and then at River Valley next Tuesday. A couple of games against Prairie du Chien on back-to-back nights. One's a makeup game. Here's the pitch, ripped again, same place, left field, foul line, and a little closer to it that time was Alyssa Stoffer, the left fielder for Richland Center, playing a little tighter to the line. but still it was a little ways away. Gabby Key trying to get one between the lines right now. He's back and ready. Here comes Rainey Walsh towing the rubber into the motion and the pitch. That one got away. One ball and two strikes on a low one. Toward an infield. Standing at the edge of the grass with two away. 1-2 pitch down low. Ball two. Kennedy Shea due next for Platteville. Hornets trying to take them 1-2-3 in the fourth. Walsh into the motion, the pitch, swing and a miss. And no, they're going to say foul ball. The batter was heading down to first base and called back by the umpire saying that he ticked it. So that means new life. Gabby Key, 2-2 pitch from Rainey Walsh, and here's the deal. That one ripped toward short. Glove there by Carly Meaden. Throws her out over to Chloe Darling, and the Hornets take them 1-2-3 in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the last of the fourth inning. Platteville 5, Richland Center 4 on WRCO Radio Sports.
LED lighting provides important social benefits such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
Platteville, the new pitcher, Delaney Johnson, starting her warm-ups now. Kennedy Shea finishing out her day, one would assume anyway, and going a total of three innings. Gives up five Hornet hits here tonight. He walks a pair, and let's see, strikes out a total of four. So three innings worked, and Platteville with the new pitcher coming on here. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the leadoff hitter will be for Richland Center, number 12. That is Jada Miller. Here we go. The pitch is going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Both teams kind of working the lineup a little bit, using what they have. Here's the next pitch. That one is high. One ball and one strike to the batter. Data grabs the bat, stands back in. 1-1 offering, the pitch taken for a strike. One ball and two strikes. Batter standing out. Back in, 1-2 offering, here's the pitch. Just a bit outside. Top of the order, Alyssa Stouffer due next for the Hornets. Johnson back to work. Goes the rubber and deals. That one popped foul and out of play. Ball goes back to the pitcher. Hornets with four runs on five hits. Platteville five runs on five hits today. The pitch popped foul and out of play. Back over into the stands. So again, back to get the bat. The batter. And here comes Johnson into the motion. The pitch flared back over the pitcher's glove. Second baseman picks it up and throws her out. One away here in the fourth inning. Back to the top of the order and Alyssa Stouffer. Sofer today has been hit by a pitch, scored a run that time, and also has struck out. Calls time and moves in against the new pitcher. Infield steps back a couple of paces, and here's the pitch. That's a ball outside, one ball and no strikes. Teams keeping up the chatter. You don't usually have to worry about that in softball. Both benches usually chattering back and forth. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Might be the most, I don't know if it's the most vocal sport for women athletes, but pretty close. 1-1 pitch popped shallow left field. Here goes the shortstop back and caught by Blevins, the shortstop. Nice play. Two away. The batter will be Kaylee Nee. I would say maybe high school volleyball is even more. And sometimes I worry that when they celebrate a kill or a successful point, they're going to hurt themselves because they really celebrate. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Turn around and boot and holler. And then sometimes you're like, boy, don't twist around too much. Get hurt in the celebration. Nothing in one. This ball is bounced foul outside of third for strike two. Daly with a hot bat today. 2 for 2. 2-run score. 2 of the 4 for the Hornets. Johnson back to work with the 0-2 offering. Ripped up the middle. Base hit. Kaylee Nee is 3 for 3. She'll round and look. And hold there with a 2-out single. That'll bring up Chloe Darling. Chloe today has struck out, doubled, and scored, not going to run last time. So time is called. Platteville calling its infield in with a runner at first base. And they will talk about it here in this situation. 5-4 ball game. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Richland Center batting, trying to come back. Early lead for the Hornets, 2-0 in this game. Platteville then came out and tied the game and took the lead with a total of 4 runs in the second inning. Then, still leading it by a score of 5-4. Platteville still has kind of the same teams left on its schedule. They do have Cuba City in a non-conference game coming up on Friday. Conference is over. We're set to go. Johnson ready to work. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 1 ball and no strikes. Hornets with some power in this part of the order. Carly Meaden due next. 2 away again in 4th inning. Here's the pitch. Outside. Kaylee Nee going to second. Throw down there. Bounces into center field. She's off to third. And she will be there sliding for the Hornets. Good aggressive running by Kaylee. Stolen base. And then goes to third on the overthrow. So a person a heartbeat away for the Hornets. It'll take a base hit to try and tie this one right here. Delaney Johnson back to work. 2-0 pitch. Here it is. Fouled straight back. Fast ball against a fast swing for the Hornets. Chloe Darling takes a couple of swings and stands back in. Runner at third. Kaylee Nee. Johnson with a pitch just outside. 3-1 to the batter. Hornets threatening for the tying run here. Hitters count 3-1. Johnson ready, wheels and deals. That one got away, and it goes back to the screen. Daly came about 4 steps and then wisely goes back. That was probably a good move by her coach to bring her back to third base. Jackson Behringen made a nice play. That was indeed ball 4, right? Yep. Chloe Darling goes down to first base. That'll bring up Carly Meaden. Meaden, today 2 for 2 herself with a double. No, that was a triple and a single. So a chance to score the runs out there. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 1 ball and no strikes. Runner going. Throw to center field, and a run will score. Kaylee Nee comes in. We are tied at 5 here in the fourth. Stolen base by Chloe Darling. And Platteville with a high throw that allowed that run to come in. Time is called. A and they're going to intentionally walk Meaden in this situation. So Carly Meaden, giving her some respect, intentionally walking her with a runner at second base. And Riley Schultz will be the batter. The thing is, it brings up the force up the middle at second base in this situation. Riley has struck out and grounded out. She has an RBI. Here's the pitch. Strike call, nothing in one. 5-5 game here in the bottom of the fourth inning in Richland Center. Good area matchup. Had a feeling it would be. Johnson ready to work. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 1-1. We were here a year ago to broadcast Platteville and Richland Center, and that was a decent game. Almost all the players back for both teams that have been in starting roles the last couple of years. Here's the pitch. High and outside. 2-1 now to Riley Schultz. Beta Ludwig is due next for the Hornets. Runners back to first and second. Johnson set the work to Riley Schultz. Changeup is outside for a ball. And the count is 3-1. Platteville threatening to load the bases up, or the Hornets are threatening here against Platteville in the fourth inning. Hitter's count for Riley Schultz. He is ready to go, and runners at 1-2. Here's the pitch. Ooh, strike call. Count is full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes to the hitter. Payoff time coming up for Delaney Johnson. Darling at second. Meaden at first. The payoff pitch. And here it is. Ripped in the air. Center field. It's going to get in there all the way to the fence. Hornets are going to lead. Chloe Darling scores. Carly Meaden will score. It's a double for Riley Schultz, and the Hornets lead 7-5. Some big-time clutch hitting here today for the Hornets. Big time. Darling and Meaden congratulated by their teammates in the dugout. Beta Ludwig will be the batter. 2 RBIs for Riley Schultz. Big hits. You got 3 RBIs today. And Zeta Ludwig, looking for her first hit, bounces one slowly. Johnson picks it up at third and throws her out. That is out number 3. But the Hornets come back to take the lead by 2. 3 runs across in the inning. They do it with the aid of 2 base hits. Also, there were no errors and 1 left on. We go to the 5th here at Richland Center High School, and a good one going on. 7-5 Hornets over Platteville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Bottom of 4. Big one for the Hornets as they picked up a 7-5 lead. Now it's to the 5th. Top of 5, Kennedy Shea, who is 2-for-2, will bat against Rainey Walsh. Here comes first pitch of the 5th, and it's high. 1 ball and no strikes. Shea, Emma Graney, and Claire Hoosier due for Platteville here in the inning. Walsh back and ready. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. 2 balls and no strikes. JV's warming up, getting ready to play the next game after this. Tommy Rain is about 35 minutes away, so we're going to be pushing it tonight. There's a strike call. 2-1. I'm not sure how heavy the rain, but it could be enough to make it a little bit nasty out here. 2-1 to Shea. Walsh ready. The pitch ripped in the air. High behind second base coming on the center fielder. Second baseman back. And nice job, Savannah Russell. Makes the call and hauls it in. One away in the inning for Flatville. Emma Graney will be the batter. Hornet showing some experience there up the middle. Making sure that they call the play. Graney has grounded out and reached on an error. Here comes the pitch. That one is low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Walsh circling the rubber. Now back and ready to roll. Here comes the pitch. Down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Thursday does not sound real favorable for nice outdoor activities. Talk to Coach Fran Ewing, the Richland Center track team today. And they've had all kinds of weather. There's the strike call. 2-1. And track usually does, it seems like. They were out one day when everything else was rained out, and I was so surprised the next day because I thought everything was canceled, and all of a sudden, oh, track results from Lancaster that day. Here's a chopper to third, picked up by Kaylee Nee. The throw to first in time. Kaylee Nee over to Chloe Darling, and there are two outs. Or Claire Hoosier. We'll feature some of those comments from Fran coming up on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk about some of the highlights so far for the track season. Here's a changeup down low. One ball and no strikes. Hornets trying to take them 1-2-3. And again, Rainey Walsh has settled in well. This is 8 in a row now. The pitch, that's high. Two balls and no strikes. Richland Center softball scoreboard, very visible out there. I don't have to do any work. It does it for me. Here's the pitch. Strike call. I still fill out the scorebook the old-fashioned way, but nice to have the runs out there. And just in case you forget what inning it is. 2-1, the pitch. High, upstairs, 3-1 now. Walsh. Behind the hitter, Hoosier tried to pick one out in the fifth inning. Walsh back and ready. Here's the 3-1 down low, and she walked her. So that breaks a string of Flatfield batters retired in a row. For Rainey Walsh, she walks a batter for the fourth time today, and this will be Maggie Gravant. Maggie has walked and scored and struck out. Walsh set to roll. The pitch, swing and a miss. Runner leaning, but not going. Nothing in one. On the bottom of the fifth, they'll have the 7, 8, and 9 batters due up. Here's the pitch inside. A ball and a strike. Everything green and growing around the high school. Beautiful, beautiful spot out here. 1-1, here's the pitch, upside, ball two. Green and growing, we are seeing a good ball game tonight. Nice that we don't have to wear our parkas, but maybe should have brought the rain jacket, huh? 2-1 offering, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. Hoosier back to first base, hanging out there. Hill Women trying to bring her around. Walsh with the wheel of the deal, and it was close. Ball three. Full count now on Grabant. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walsh set to deal. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got her. That'll do it. In the inning for Platteville. Total of 3 strikeouts now recorded by Rainey Walsh in the inning. No runs. No hits, no errors, and there was one left on. We go to the bottom of inning number 5. It is Richland Center in the lead, 7-5 over Platteville in area softball from WRCO, WRCO.com.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees.
Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seeds Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seeding products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeedsInc.com. Seeds Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Matty McGlynn leads off and fouls one down the third base line. Nothing in one. Simone Sirian will follow, and then Rainey Walsh. And Delaney Johnson on for her second inning of work. Deals outside for a ball. Bottom of five, Hornets leading it 7-5 here in Southwest Conference softball from WRCO Sports. 1-1 offering from Johnson. There's the pitch. Strike two call. So it goes to one ball and two strikes. Glenn choking up on the bat. Here's the pitch. Pop foul outside of first and down the grassy knoll. Jeff Behrens, the game manager tonight, is walking around here. One ball and two strikes. Change up. Strike three called. Nice pitch from Johnson. And there is one away. That is her first strikeout, and the batter will be Simone Sirian. Simone batting for the second time. Had a pinch batter last time for her. Ball's time and stands in. She re-entered the game and doing the catching. The pitch is upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Hornets with a seven spot on the board on seven base hits. They've been very advantageous tonight. This one fouled back. One ball and one strike. Five on the board for Platteville on five hits. Time call. Therian back in. Johnson set to work. There's the deal. Foul back. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Johnson where she wants to be. Ahead to the batter. Sirian trying to pick one out. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that one is a little bit high. Two balls and two strikes. Hornets have had base runners in every inning today. 2-2 offering is swung on and hit to right field. They're going to have another base runner, I believe. No, it's foul just by inches on the right field line. Simone gave it a good go. They'll bring it back to the pitcher. The Hornets have been tough outs as well. They have fouled them off. 2-2 offering. That's high. And 3-2 now on the batter. Full count. Two to the batter. Simone takes time and now stands in. Delaney Johnson ready for the payoff pitch. Here it is. Ripped in the air to right. That's going to be a base hit. And she'll be safe at first base. So one out hit, and the batter will be Rainey Walsh. She's up for the second time today. And let's see, we're going to have a courtesy runner coming out for the catcher, Simone Sirian. This is Ebony McCorkle. So Ebony takes the place at first base here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Time called. And now Walsh is in trying to help her own cause. You get the feeling in this game, not enough. Two runs is not enough. The pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Top of the order, Alyssa Stouffer due next for the Hornets. Back and ready is Johnson. Here's the pitch. Change up as a strike. Throw back to first base. Close, but not in time. Nice play by Jackson Berenson over to Gabby Key at first base for Platteville. But the runner, Ebony McCorkle, got back at good time. One ball, one strike to Rainey Walsh. Johnson set to work. Batter shows bunt. Bunts it out in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher. Throw to first in time to second base covering first. And the sacrifice is complete as McCorkle goes to second. So two away on the sacrifice. Back to the top of the order. And number three, the left fielder, Alyssa Stoper. Up for the third time tonight, batting in the last of the fifth inning. Hornets trying to add to that lead with a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. It's high. One and none to the hitter. Outfield straight away in all fields for this one. They've had to make some plays today. Hornets are pacing it around pretty good. This one ripped to right down the line. That one is going to be foul. Oh, that's the second one this inning that just missed on the right field line. Dave Darling coaching at first base. He's trying to kind of coax it. Stay fair. Count even now at one ball and one strike to Alyssa Stoper. Johnson set up. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul outside of first for strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Two away again. A runner at first base. Now has moved to second on the sacrifice. Hornets with a runner in the scoring position. And Stoper looks down low. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. Full count now to the batter. Three balls, two strikes on Stoper. Runner in scoring position. Johnson into the motion. There's the pitch. Change up, swing, and a miss. That's a big out recorded by Platteville. And Johnson, her second strikeout since coming on. In the inning, no runs and a hit for the Hornets. No errors. One left aboard. We go to the top of the sixth inning next. Richland Center leading it. 7-5 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Hi, this is Mark Carreri at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Leading off the sixth inning, Platteville against Rainey Walsh, and the pitch is foul down the first base line and out of play. The Hornets battling here, leading by a score of 7-5 in the inning. The batter is Michaela Schnering. It's nothing and one from Rainey Walsh. The pitch, that one is high. 1-1. Michaela has doubled, walked, and struck out in that order today for Platteville. Walsh back to work for the 1-1 offering, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Top of the Platteville order, Schnering, Blevins, and Johnson. Walsh ahead to the batter. 1-2 offering, there it is, popped up. Throw Therian back, the catcher running out of room. That one just over the fence. So Schnering stays alive. Volterian's had a couple of those catches tonight. Not easy for the catcher to get back there and watch that ball that usually kind of works its way back toward the field. That one did not. 1-2 offering again. Here's the pitch. Changeup popped up. Now this one's a little closer. And Sorrell, nice play. Oh, she had to almost run over the umpire. He was doing his best to get out of the way, and she reached up, and Stephen goes back and says, are you all right? She reached up over his shoulder and pulled it in for out number one. The batter will be Alyssa Blevins now. Alyssa today looking for her first hit, a couple of ground outs. And the pitch, that one bunted out in front of the plate. Picked up by Kaylee Nee, the throw to first, not in time. An infield bunt single for Blevins. So one on, one away for Delaney Johnson. Delaney has reached on an error. She has knocked in a run with a base hit. Has actually two RBIs tonight. One for three officially. DeShow's bunt. Brings it back. It's a ball. Throw to second base. Not going to be in time to get a stealing Alyssa Levin. The Platteville with a runner in scoring position. 7-5 Hornets. Top of the sixth inning here at the Richland Center High School softball field. The pitch ripped down the line. Left field going over is Stoper and can't quite pull it in right along the fence. That was close. Her glove hit the fence as she reached in to try and catch that one. It goes as a long strike on Johnson. A ball and a strike on Delaney. Levin's at second for Platteville, tying run at the plate. Here's the pitch, down low. Blocked by Sirian, and the count goes to 2-1. Guys kind of darkening all around us here this evening. Kind of smell the rain. 2-1 offering the pitch. That one got up and high, 3-1. 3-1 to Walsh. Rainey back and ready. Pitcher deals down low, and there are two aboard now. Platteville has the tying runs on, and one out for Jackson Bergen. Jackson has popped out. She's been hit by a pitch and flew out to center field. Taps the plate and gets ready. Runners at 1-2. And the pitch, that's high. One ball and no strikes. 7-5 Hornets, top of six here in Southwest Conference softball. Bergen, a lefty, facing Walsh. Rainey's pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes. Gabby Key, due next for Platteville. Walsh, ready to go. The 2-0 is ball three. 3-0 in the sixth inning. Levin's back to second. Johnson at first. Walsh wheels and deals. That one is called a strike. 3-1 to the batter. Hornets trying to throw a little water on this uprising in the sixth inning. Here comes the wheel of the deal. That's down low, and they're loaded up. Lovins goes to third. Johnson at second. Bergen is at first base. And the hitter will be Gabby Key. So Gabby Key today has singled and scored. She has lined out and grounded out as well. Stepping in now and ready. Here comes the pitch from Walsh. It is called a ball. One ball and no strikes. Walsh back in the circle. Bases jammed with Platteville runners. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes. Platteville trying to have a big inning after one was retired. The Hornets well aware there's a force at any base. Double play would be huge here. Here's the pitch, bounce down the line. That is a foul ball, just a little bit to the left of the third base bag. So strike one on the hitter, and the count goes to 2-1. Couple of swings for the batter. Runners back to 1, 2, and 3. Levin's at third, Johnson at second, Bergen at first. Two balls and a strike to Gabby Key. Rainey Walsh deals. That is high. Ball three. No place to put the batter. 3-1 to the hitter. Let's see if Key has the take sign here or if she'll go swinging on 3-1. Walls with the pitch. Popped up. Third base side. That one is drifting out of play over the Hornet dugout. And they'll come back and do it again. Full count on the batter, Gabby Key, here on the top of the sixth inning. Runners back to first, second, and third. Gabby Key moves up in the batter's box. Walsh ready to pitch, bounce slowly on the infield. And he comes home with it, and not in time. It's 7-6. Alyssa Blevins had a big jump coming from third to home, and she will score. Johnson goes to third. Berenchen at second. He gets an RBI and at first base. And the batter, Kennedy Shea. 7-6 Hornets. Top of the sixth inning. Shea has two singles. And her runners have scored twice. Here's the pitch. That is a ball outside. One ball and no strikes. Blattville has the tying run at third. The go-ahead run at second. Still only one away. The first out went quickly. Here's the pitch popped up behind second base. Center fielder coming on and pulled in by Zeta Ludwig. Runner tags. Throw coming home and it's close. Not in time as the ball pops loose. And we're tied at 7 here in the sixth inning. Johnson scores from third. Would have been a pretty close play had everything worked and the ball stayed. On the play, Berenchen goes to third and Key at second. There are two outs. RBI for Kennedy Shea on the fly ball. And Emma Graney will be the batter. Emma has grounded out, reached on an error, and grounded out. Rainey Walsh set to work. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Nothing and one. Hornets will now be back to the drawing board. Tied at 7, at least, going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Nothing and one from Walsh, and the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Runners in scoring position for Platteville, threatening to take the lead. Two outs, two strikes on the batter. Here comes the next pitch. Foul ball, third base side, and out of play. They'll come back and do it again, the Hornets. And Platteville in a good one here tonight. Hornets showing improvement as this season has gone on. Lost the first time around to Platteville. And that score was 14-5. 7-7 in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Change up, bounce, foul by Graney and out of play. Down the line. Platteville's coach trying to stop it with his foot there. Didn't work. That could smart a little bit. Nothing in two. Walsh back to work. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul ball. And again, out of play. They've been peppering those softballs all over the park here today. So they'll take it back to Walsh. Graney with a couple of swings. And she stands in. Runners at second and third for Platteville. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul out of play. So a new softball coming out for Rainey Walsh. The others are missing in action here today. Here comes another one, just in case. I wouldn't be surprised we'll need it. Rainey and Walsh in a good battle. 0-2 offering is swung on. Foul ball. Third base side. Down the line, I think that one stays in the park, however. But they'll be able to get it back to Rainey Walsh. This game extending here. We've had some long innings. Platteville sent 10 batters to the plate in the second. And this is the seventh batter of the inning. Graney takes a look at a ball. One ball and two strikes from Walsh. Runners retreat to second and third base. Ball set for the 1-2 offering. That one got away down low and up the line, but not far enough for the runner to advance. 2-2 now. Hornets trying to keep the 7-7 tie in the top of the sixth inning. Walsh back to the circle. The 2-2 offering, and the pitch bounced third base side, foul ball again. He might be going to set a record here tonight for number of foul balls and you add up both teams' totals. Boy, oh boy. They're up there swinging away when the ball is near, and getting back to get the bat is Emma Greeny. Claire Hoosier on deck for Platteville at the top of the sixth inning. But two away, runners at second and third. And here's the pitch. Just a bit low. And the count is full. Three balls and two strikes to the hitter. It's been a long at bat for Emma Greeny. Trying to put one between the lines. The Hornets looking for the out. Here's the pitch. Bounced on the infield. Picked up at shortstop by Meaden. The throw. And they got her on a bang-bang play. And that'll do it for Platteville in the sixth inning. They do come back to score twice, and they do it with the aid of just one hit. Also, no errors and two left the board. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Brand new ball game. Platteville 7, Richland Center 7. An area softball from WRCO Sports.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Daily knee 3-for-3 on the day. She looks at a ball and now a strike from Delaney Johnson. Chloe Darling and Carly Meaden in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Hornets in a tie game at 7. Delaney Johnson back to work for Platteville, and here it is, change up outside. 2-1. Daly with three hits now has surpassed my lifetime total of two. She's back in. Here goes Johnson into the motion. It's down low, and it may have hit her. She's got first base. Haley Nee heading down to first base now, and the batter will be Chloe Darling. Delaney Johnson has been on since the fourth inning. Came out on relief for Kennedy Shea. So the Hornets have the go-ahead run at first. Leading off the sixth is Chloe Darling. The pitch is outside. Nee going to second base and is there sliding. That was a fairly close play. Jackson Behringen threw to second base from Michaela Schnering, and Kaylee Nee getting under the tag, so a stolen base. Darling back in. There's the go-ahead run for the Hornets. Johnson with a pitch. It's outside. Throw back to second base. Not in time. Hornets trying to get that run around here. They have led a couple of times today, but it's the kind of game where no lead is safe. Here's the pitch. That's upstairs. Three balls and no strikes to Chloe Darling. She has scored twice, had an RBI double back in the third inning. Carly Meaden, 2-for-2, and a walk is due next. Here's the pitch. Strike at the knees. 3-1 now from Delaney Johnson. Haley Nee back at second base here in the bottom of the sixth inning. There's the pitch from Johnson. Bounce toward the pitcher. Snag. She'll throw it to first in time. Kaylee Nee advances to third base. So Chloe Darling grounds out. Pitcher to first. And it's up to Carly Meaden now. And with one away, a fly ball could score the run and give the Hornets the lead. So back we go to a left-handed batter. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Rain fairly close by, we're told. Kind of figured as this game went longer, we were going to be a little bit closer to the rainfall chances. 1-0. Here's the pitch. Change up. Strike called. 1-1 to the batter. Carley steps out. Ready to roll against Johnson. Delaney with the pitch. That's outside for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1. Couple of swings. Carley is back in. Kaylee Nee at third base trying to score any old way here. Untie the game. 2-1 offering. Changeup bounce toward first. Good score of the run on first. They're going to throw home. Not in time. And the Hornets take the lead at 8-7. A ground out to first. They sent Kaylee and then Gabby Key bringing it back to home. And Kaylee had scored fairly easily then. So she is in to make it 8-7. Two away. Carley Meaden gets her second RBI, and that brings up Riley Schultz, who takes a look at a ball. Riley today has three RBIs. She doubled last time for the Hornets. One ball and no strikes here in the bottom of the sixth. Johnson with a pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike to the batter. Looking at Platteville's top of the seventh. They'll have 8, 9, and 1 batters due. They'll be down by at least a run. 1-1 is taken high above the letters. And the count goes to 2-1 to the batter. Couple of swings. And the batter is back in. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 3-1 to the hitter. And a lot of deep counts here today as well for both teams. Hitters count. The pitch, 3-1, is ball 4. Riley Schultz will take her base. That'll bring up Zeta Ludwig. Zeta has grounded out a couple of times today, looking for her first hit. Be a good spot to have it. Johnson ready to work the pitch. Strike call. Runner leaning but not going. 0-1 to Ludwig. Back to the pitcher it goes. Here's the pitch. Foul. Strike 2. To the batter. Checking out. Checking the sign is Zeta. She is back and ready. Johnson set to work. Here's the pitch. Change up is high and outside. Throw back to first. Close, but not in time. One ball and two strikes. Jackson Behringen with a good arm there from the catcher's spot. Keeping those runners honest. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air behind second. Center fielder coming on. And she's got it with a running grab. That is out number 3. And that will do it for the Hornets. They do score the go-ahead run. They do it with the aid of no base hits, no errors, one left aboard. 8-7 Hornets, 3 outs away, but they're going to be 3 tough outs. When we continue with more in a moment, WRCO and WRCO.com.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
It's the top of the seventh here at Richland Center High School. The Hornets hold a slim advantage, 8-7, over Platteville. Richland Center looking for its first conference victory this year. 2-6 overall. Platteville comes in with a record of 3-2 in the Southwest Conference, 5-6 overall. Here we go. Hoosier leading it off. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing and one. She has walked twice and been hit by a pitch. 8-7 Hornets, top of 7. Walsh back to work. Here comes the pitch. That's low. One ball and one strike. Jim Pete saying rain is a minute or so away. I just felt the drop. So, Pete, AccuWeather is pretty good. 1-1, the pitch. Down low for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1. Me without a tent today, an umbrella. Oh, well. I did bring a bar of soap. 2-1 offering, and here is the pitch. That one is called a strike. And the count goes to 2-2 to the hitter. Batter stands out. Back in now. Two balls, two strikes from Rainey Walsh. The deal. Popped foul and out of play. They'll come back and do it again. Walsh trying to go the distance here and get the victory for the Hornets. Hoosier a tough out. Here comes the 2-2 offering. That's her way. Ball three. Walsh trying to come at the batter. She has struck out 3 and walked 6 today. Full count. Here comes the pitch. Ball 4. Tying run aboard here in the 7th inning for Platteville. And the batter now will be Maggie Drabant. Maggie will check the sign with her coach and stand back in. Runner at first, representing the tying run for Platteville. The pitch batter bunts foul. Nothing and one. Top of the Platteville order is due next here for the Hillman in inning number 7. Platteville went 1-2-3 just once today. They sent 4 to the plate in the first inning, 10 to the plate in the second. Total of 7 to the plate in the third. Here's the pitch batter, bunts. Nice one out in front of the plate. Picked up by Nee, and she'll throw to first in time. The sacrifice is complete. Kaylee Nee went a long way from third all the way over to the first base line to make that play. Sack bunt. And Drabant gets the job done, so the tying run at second base for Michaela Schneering. A few more raindrops as Schneering steps to the plate. She has doubled, walked, struck out, and popped out. Here's the pitch. Ripped up the middle, base hit. We may be tied. It's picked up by Ludwig. Run comes in to score, and it's 8-8. Hoosier scores all the way from second. Schneering with an RBI hit. Levens will be the batter, and the Hornets call time as they head to the center of the circle. And we'll talk it over. I'm guessing baseball might be completed by now. The Hornets baseball team also hosting Platteville this afternoon at Sports Complex. Timeout is over. Everybody back into position. And Blevins will be the batter. He had a bunt single last time and scored a run, so the bunt, well, hanging out over here at first base. Here's the pitch. Runner going. It's a ball. Throw to second. Going to be close, and they didn't get her. She got underneath. Simone Serian with the target throw. Carly Meaden, the shortstop, covering, and a stolen base for Schneering. So the go-ahead run now in position for Platteville in the 7th inning. Walsh toes the rubber. And the pitch down low for a ball. Runner going to third now is there. Stolen base and a ball that was in the dirt. And a runner now representing the go-ahead for Platteville in an 8-8 wild game here at Richland Center High School. Infield drawn in. Here's the pitch and a bunt attempt. She brings it back. Hits the ball. 3 balls and no strikes to Alyssa Blevins. 1 away, out on the sacrifice bunt. 3-0 pitch. Here it is. Batter shows bunt. It's a ball. And down to first base goes the runner. She will sacrifice and head all the way to second. The Hornets throw. There's not going to be a play there. Back to the plate. Not in time. Double steal for Platteville. as they get in, and all the way to third base is Levin. Platteville manufacturing a run to take the lead at 9-8 as Schnering scores. Levin's never stopped. Now she's going to try to score, and the throw home, they got her. Throw to home plate, and they're going to tag out Blevins, who is called out. Now the Platteville coach is going to come back and have a word with the umpire, and we'll see about this one. The Hornets are going to have a conference on the infield as well. So as it stands, the Hornets trail 9-8. Blevins trying to get in and score, and now the conversation continues here with the umpires, and out is the call. So Blevins is called out trying to score. That's out number two as the throw to the plate. Darian getting the tag down, and there are two away for Delaney Johnson. So the bases are now empty with two away. Two have scored in the inning, so Platteville leads it 9-8. Here's Johnson, who has three center errors. She has singled to knock into, lined out, and walked and scored. Here's the pitch. That is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Platteville, again, manufacturing a run, but doing a little bit of aggressive running from third. A little risky, and it didn't work. High fly to right center field. Well hit. Center fielder back. Right fielder back. It gaps, and it rolls into the outfield. Going to second. Johnson going to third. Throw over here, and not in time. Delaney Johnson legs out a triple to Hornet outfield. Crisscross there trying to make the play. And a triple now for Platteville. Their first extra base hit for a while. And I think that's their first triple. The Hornets have had one today. Time for a moment as the teams talk about it. Runner at third base. Again, two away. Haley Nee has doubled. Chloe Darling doubled for the Hornets. And Riley Schultz as well. So we've been seeing some extra base hits today. Here's a ball inside to Berenchin, the batter, runner at third. One ball, no strikes. The pitch fouled off. Out of play. Platteville trying for run number two. Probably not feeling all that secure of a one-run lead here in this game. The way it's gone. Looking at the Hornets, bottom of the seventh. They'll have the seven, eight, nine batters due. One and one. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Runner leaning but not going as Simone comes up with the ball. Two and one to the batter. Berenchin, number eight hitter in the Platteville order. Dime. Now she is in. Here's the 2-1. That one's high. Ball three. Three and one to the hitter. Delaney Johnson back at third base. Platteville trying to get that second run home for insurance. Walsh into the motion, the pitch down low, and it's wild, and they will get that run in. Scoring from third is Delaney Johnson. That makes it 10-8. Berenchin walks. It's the first base. Time is called now as the batter will be Gabby Key. Key today has singled and scored. She has lined out, grounded out, and hit into a fielder's choice. She has an RBI to her credit as well. So Platteville leads by two in the game. Lights are not on yet here at the complex, but could be. The pitch popped up. Third base side, Haley Nee over, and she's got it for out number three, and that will do it. Well, the Hornets will have to come from at least, looks like they will come from two down as this inning ends. 10-8, the score. Platteville leading as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Three runs across for Platteville in the seventh. They do it with a couple of base hits, no errors, and one left on. To the bottom of the seventh we go. It is 10-8 Platteville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a prescription center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Make your home better this year and bring the best of the outdoors inside with Larson. Buy now and save up to $100 on Larson storm doors at All American Do It Center. Larson products are quality built with energy efficiency in mind. Stop by today for a great deal from Larson and find out how you can save up to $100 at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Maddie McGlynn leads off the seventh and takes a look at the ball from Delaney Johnson. 10-8, Platteville in the seventh. The pitch, ball two. Two and nothing. Hornets just need base runners here in a comeback attempt at home. Simone Therrien and Rainey Walsh due for the Hornets as well this inning. Here's one popped up behind the catcher, and it is foul on down the line. So the count goes to 2-1. There's some light raindrops at this point. McGlynn back in from the right-hand side. Johnson works. That one is called a strike. The count evens up. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. McGlynn puts the back foot in. Now the front foot and swings and misses, and there is one away. Delaney Johnson gets the strikeout. That is her second, make that her third today since coming out in relief. Came on to pitch in the fourth inning in relief of Kennedy Shea. So here is Simone Therrien. Hornets two down, 10-8 in the bottom of the seventh with one away. This one fouled for his base side and out of play. Nothing and one to the hitter. Back it goes to Johnson. Flatville two outs away from nailing down a win. Nothing and one. The pitch, strike two called. Nice pitch by Johnson. Still get the ball back. Delaney ready to work. The Therrien swing. Get a piece of it. Catcher unable to secure that ball, so it goes back to the pitcher. Hornets have had a good hitting day. Eight hits and eight runs. They've taken advantage. Here's the pitch, bounced towards second. Picked up by Schnering, the throw to first, and Key on the other side, and that'll do it for Therrien. Two up and two down. So it's up to the Hornets. Going to bring in a pinch batter. That's Ebony McCorkle. Ebony batting for the first time today. She has been out to courtesy run, and she is in. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward first, down the line, foul. Bare hand knockdown by Dave Darling. He's fearless over there. Nothing and one to the hitter. Back to Johnson it goes. Working to McCorkle. Changeup is down low. The count 1-1. Hornets trying to push it back to their top of the order, which has had some hits. Haley Nee has been on all four times, three hits. Here's the pitch, ripped toward short. Levins picks it up, throws to first, dug out, and in time on a close play, and that will do it. Flatville takes the Hornets 1-2-3. That is the first time today the Hornets have gone in order, and that will do it. No runs across in the seventh, tonight's final, 10-8. The win goes to Flatville. The Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
10-8 the final as the Richland Center falls to Platteville. Platteville with some good efforts, getting a couple of runs across in the sixth and three in the seventh to come from behind and defeat the Hornets. The Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, the triple by Delaney Johnson in the seventh inning, and she scored a run to give Platteville the lead, and then a two-run cushion to go to the bottom of the seventh. The win goes to Delaney Johnson. The turning point, the top of the seventh, for Platteville as they get the job done here today and improve to 4-2 in the Southwest Conference. Richland Center fall to 0-5. Duncan Rewards offering you some great chances to save and enjoy as America runs on Duncan. We'll be back with a final word in a moment. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hornets fall with a good effort here today against a good team. Platteville 10-8, the final. Platteville gets the victory. And the leading hitters in the game, Haley Nee, 3-for-3 with a walk and 4 runs scored. Chloe Darling has an RBI double, scores twice. And Carly Meaden, she's the one that hit the triple. I was trying to remember who hit the triple. She is 2-for-3 with a walk and a run scores. Riley Schultz with a total of 3 RBIs, including a double in the fourth inning. And she is among the Hornet leaders for Platteville, leading the way. A couple of RBIs for Delaney Johnson. And again, she had the triple and scored a run, scores twice late in the game for Platteville as they nail down the victory. We're going to wrap up our post-game show quickly as the rain's starting to come on here at Richland Center High School. Next action for the Hornets, weather permitting at Lancaster on Thursday. Next action for Platteville at Cuba City on Friday. Once again, tonight's final. Platteville holds off the Hornets 10-8. Here in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. Thanks to everybody here at RCHS, Jeff Behrens, the meet manager, and Jacob Sirian, the coach of the Richland Center Hornets. Tim Thede, our engineer, as well, back at the station. Bill Nee saying good night, have a great one, everyone, and you've been listening to Area High School Softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center track teams have been working out and competing. In fact, they had a meet last night. They have another one tonight. I spoke with head coach Fran Ewing today.
Talk about the boys first. With Malachi, he's a senior this year, and he's actually doing really well in the 1600 and the 800, and he's PR'd. He's done the mile in 432 and the 800 in 202, so he's on track to doing quite well in the series that will be coming up soon for conference regionals and hopefully going further. Then we have also Ryan Stadler and Kiernan Culver. They're back, and they both are good in the 3200 and the 1600, and they both have really done well in PR'd. So they're our returning distance runners. And then we have the sprinters, which is Fletcher Harper and Duncan Harper and Robert Budden and Kevin Hernandez, which are doing really well in the relays. And that's kind of new to them, so we've been kind of putting them in the 4x1, the 4x2, and the 4x4, trying to get some times for them to see if they can compete in conference and maybe seeing how far they can go in other meets. And then we have Duncan Harper, who is also doing pretty good in the long jump. This is the first year that he has done that, and he is actually jumping 20 feet. So first year jumping, even though he's a sophomore, and this is his first year doing it, he's doing quite well.
Awesome. What about the girls, Fran?
Well, the girls, we have Soleil Ewing. She is actually jumping quite well in the long jump and triple jump. She's jumping. She did make the school record. She jumped 17 feet, 3.5 inches the other night, that beat Abby Renish's record. And she's jumped just the other night here at the Grit, 34 feet, 10 and 7 inches, which is pretty good for her in the triple jump. So she's doing basically those two. Because we don't really have a lot of sprinters right now, because we have a lot of freshmen that are just learning how to do the sprinting. We also have Maddie Huber, who is back. She's a junior. She is doing the discus and the shot, and she does the discus. She did the other night at the grid, 105.4 inches, and she's did her PR in the shot put of 34 feet, 8.5 inches the other night. We also have senior Aaliyah Huntemer, who is throwing the discus at 81 feet, 6 inches, and 30 feet in the shot put. We have some sophomores that are coming, that are doing pretty good. Danica Pauls, who is returning from going to state in the pole vault. She went to state in the pole vault at 10 feet. She just the other night did go 9 feet 6 inches, so she's getting close to that 10 foot, and she, you know, of course her goal is going to be to exceed that. She's also doing really well in the high jump. Her she's at 4.10 right now, and of course her goal would be to get above 5 feet. And then, of course, there's Grace Fretz, who is doing pretty good in the high jump also at 4 feet, 8 inches.
Richland Center track coach Fran Ewing. Good luck to the Hornet track teams the rest of the way. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin. Ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.